You're hearing Jetty Ray's new sound. It's a song called Take Me to the Mountain off her new album. From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. Jetty Ray is a singer-songwriter who used to live in Charlevoix. Lately, she's been traveling the country in an Airstream trailer and working on a new sound. She recorded her new album in Nashville. It's called Can't Curse the Free. The percussion is different, there's more reverb on her voice, the entire treatment of the songs is different. Jetty says she needed to change it up a bit.
I felt like I had kind of put myself in this little folk singer-songwriter box, you know, and these songs to me felt different. For the first time, I felt like I was starting to grow a little bit more as a songwriter, where I wasn't just telling my story, I was telling other people's stories. And I felt like the songs themselves needed to be interpreted a little bit differently than I had in the past. Before, I kind of had a formula. I was like, guitar, bass, I need some strings, and maybe a tiny bit of percussion. And I, you know, I love my past projects. I think they're amazing works, but I was ready to have a little change, because there's a lot of things, passions that I have as far as, like, you know, soul and blues and different kinds of music that I like that my music didn't sound anything like.
Let's talk about the difference between telling your own story and telling other people's stories. Mm-hmm. Well, especially with Climbing Clouds, your last non-Christmas album, it was really telling kind of the story of you overcoming the loss of your first child, Ella Ray.
Yeah.
Has this project been helpful in the healing process? You've grieved in Climbing Clouds, and this is more about you overcoming?
I think that it's living with the grief still, but it's definitely something that is more familiar to me now. And there's been a lot of acceptance between Climbing Clouds project and this one, and the way that I'm not so consumed with my own grief that I'm able to see others' grief. And this is a storyteller's album where I look and see people in my community, even families in the news that I've never met, and I just feel moved because I know what it feels like. And you know, they are sad songs, but there's hope in them too. I don't want people to think that they're just, you know, just a big grief fest, because I found that joy and grief are the same coin. There's two different sides to it. So there's a lot of hope in this album as well.
You want to destroy me. You don't ever.
Talk to me about Can't Curse the Free. So that's the title song of your new album.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that song, and where did you get the name?
So that song is really kind of funny. My brother, I have a little brother who was working on a film project. He's still in high school. He's a senior. And he said, you got to write this theme song for me. And I'm like, okay, of course. You know, I'll do anything for you. He comes over and tells me, okay, there's this story, and there's this girl, and she's cursed. And I was just kind of, for a minute, I was like, okay, stop. Like, it just that one line, I was like, she's cursed. Like, that's kind of cool. Like, using the word curse in a song. I don't know. It just kind of got my wheels turning. And I said, okay, I think I have what I need. And I just sat down with my guitar, and it was like, it was first from that perspective, but then I realized, wow, like, this is me. Like, I just needed that little go to let the whole song come out. So I wouldn't have written that song or named the album Can't Curse the Free if it weren't for my brother Ty. So it's kind of funny. He could take the credit for that.
I'm curious to know how you came to realize yourself in that situation.
Well, I wasn't sure where it was gonna go as far as, like, the chorus. Like, it starts in a really, like, eerie, dark way. Like, there's the protagonist, and then there's a character who wants to destroy her, you know? And it's like, that's the first lines of the song. You want to destroy me is, like, for me, I was like, wow, that's like a big statement right there. Like, somebody actually wants to destroy me. And I think I started realizing it was for me when I came to the chorus. And, you know, I get fuller and brighter and cleaner and wiser just with everything that I've gone through in my life and like dancing on the fires that my enemy meant for me. Like the imagery, I got goosebumps when I wrote this song because I was like, wow, this is like, this is for me. This is my anthem. So it happened very organically, and I feel like it was one of those songs where I was like a conduit, and it came through. It was really cool. 'Cause I get fuller and brighter and cleaner and wiser and stronger.
In a lot of the songs in this new album, Jetty, I've noticed there is kind of a strong antagonist theme mm-hmm. throughout some of the songs. Mm-hmm. Where does that come from? And the antagonist might be different for different listeners, but
for
who
sure.
is that antagonist for you?
Well, for me, I believe that there is a spiritual realm that we can't see. And I believe in God. I believe in Satan. And I think that Satan is like a roaring lion looking for those he may destroy. And for me, I felt that personally in my own life. And there's that. And then there's also, as an artist, you have an inner monologue in your head of never good enough. And maybe sometimes it's the same, you know, maybe that's not just me, but a lot of times it is my inner monologue as well. Of like all the self-doubt, all of the, you know, you're not good enough. You're never going to be any better. You're a fraud. All these things that we hear that are simply not the truth. So I would, to sum it up for people, I'd say it's the difference between truth and lies. You know, I think that's something that everybody can agree on.
I want to talk to you about social media. I've noticed that a lot of artists, they put their lives up on, you know, Instagram, Facebook,
right.
and everything looks so perfect.
Yes,
everything
it does.
Looks glamorous. Mm-hmm. You kind of have taken a different approach, and I find it refreshing that you post on social media. But you don't always post about the most glamorous things of being an artist and traveling.
Right.
Why?
I mean, I try to post things that I want to see and that I would want to read. And I know as a 30-year-old woman who's had lots of quote-unquote success and experience, even with kids and a great marriage, which I think are the most important things, I still feel like crap after I get on Instagram. Like me. And I feel like I shouldn't, right? Like you think people are maybe immune to that whole like comparison thing where it's like, man, these people are just living the life. I never want to add to that illusion of perfection. Like that's not real life. Life is hard. It's messy. We as people are so messy and complicated. Our relationships, our families, even being a mom, being an artist, it's all messy. So I try to balance it all, you know, like I have the glamorous photo shoots as well. But then I also try to do like, hey, like some days I'm just in my sweatpants with no makeup on making cookies all day. You know, like it's not every day is not living the dream of music.
Can you point to a certain example or a certain time where you realized what it was doing to you, that perception? Mm-hmm. Were you getting caught up in that kind of mindset?
I mean, even just to be completely honest, the release of an album, like, it's a scary thing to like put your heart up on a platter and be like, here, world, like, do you want it? And a lot of times it feels like crickets, you know, like, and it's not, that's not the reality. But to me, when I compare to other artists or people who I think are more successful, it leaves me with such a feeling of not enough. Nothing is enough. Not enough downloads, not enough likes, not enough shares of my music, not enough reviews on iTunes. So I'm in a kind of a period right now where like I really have to protect myself and realize like what I've done is enough because that's all I can do. And, you know, if you enjoy it, then that needs to be enough for me that one person like enjoyed it and it spoke to them.
How few say licking their lips, they are licking their lips, they're coming for me. How few
Can't Curse the Free comes out next Friday, February 17th. You can pre-order the album on iTunes. Jetty Ray also performed in our own Studio A earlier this week. You can hear acoustic versions of a few of her new songs only on our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room. Thanks for listening this week. I'm Dan Wanchura, and this is Interlochen Public Radio.
Still gotta fight it. I know the battle's won and I can't deny it. I know the battle's won, but I still gotta fight. Still gotta fight it. I felt the arrows, they were striking my chest. They were striking my chest. Yeah, they tripled.